43-year-old Amy Morrison works at Vinneberg Insurance. She served on the board for the Baranof Barracuda Swim Club for 2 years and is currently a board member for the Alaska Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers. And Morrison says she wants a seat on the Sitka School Board as an opportunity to give back to the community.
I've just been wanting for years to find a way to serve. That's why I joined the incident management team with the fire department a couple of years ago. And then for me, this is just a bigger capacity to serve. And I love, I'm around kids all the time. I love kids. And I see what a critical role that our schools play in the development of our children.
Morrison says after raising 3 daughters in Sitka schools, she was 99% happy with the education they received. But, she adds, there are some things the district could be doing differently, like focusing on more than just college prep.
Maybe at least in the high school level, we're not offering kids alternative types of classes, even like your basic consumer economics types of classes that teach you how to file taxes or fill out a job resume or prepare for an interview or, I feel like they're preparing them for college but not really any other options.
Morrison thinks that giving students more options will encourage families to keep their children enrolled in the district. More students, she says, means more money.
Especially now, there's so many other options for kids, whether it's homeschool, private school. There's online types of schools, and every single one of those that we lose, even kids that we lose to Mount Edgecombe High School, we're losing money. And then when you lose the money, you lose the ability to provide these other extracurricular activities to our students.
And while cutting personnel isn't an idea she's fond of, it's an option she'd consider under the right circumstances.
Just interesting to me how your average elementary school classroom tends to have 3 or 4 adults in it at any given time. I don't know. It just seems to me like there's got to be some ways of cutting back, whether it's through personnel or other types of expenses.
Morrison says that she knows classroom student-to-teacher ratios are in part determined by regulations at the state and federal level. There's no easy fix for the district's fiscal woes, and she says she won't have the answers until she can really delve into the budget. If elected, she may get that chance. The deadline to file for Sitka School Board was 5 p.m. Friday afternoon. Municipal elections are October 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.